I write about very nice people whose lives are invaded.
Best-selling suspense novelist Mary Higgins Clark with BookBeat. I'm Ron Swain. Millions of readers have enjoyed such Clark thrillers as Where Are the Children? A Stranger is Watching, and her newest, Still Watch. Mary Higgins Clark, who was in her 50s, began her career writing short stories for women's magazines.
But then the market collapsed. It just collapsed. And that was just at the time I was widowed, so I started writing radio shows.
Her first novel, Aspire to the Heavens, in 1969, was a novelized biography of George Washington for young readers, which arrived with no fanfare.
The few bookstores that it sort of slithered into, it got placed next to the spiritual books because everyone glanced at Aspire to the Heavens and they thought it was kind of uplifting thoughts for the day.
Clark's first suspense novel was Where Are the Children, which she wrote because she was intrigued by the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby.
Kidnapping is a good subject. The whole world is a vigilante if there's a missing child.
Clark writes full-time now, but it wasn't always that way. Before joining the carpool, she used to write from 5 to 7 every morning.
You don't wait. You make your time to write. There is nobody who can take an hour or two in the day. If you're a morning person, as I am, get up before the rest of the gang. If you're a night person, write an hour or two after everybody else goes to bed.
Clark's novel, Still Watch, is set in Washington, and a young TV anchorwoman finds her life in jeopardy as she begins a documentary about a woman in line to become vice president.
The bottom line of every writer is you must be a storyteller. The best lines ever written, the ones that draw us close to the fire and make us all go quiet, are Once Upon a Time.
Novelist Mary Higgins Clark with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.